Good afternoon, everyone. It is time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, just getting set up here. What a wonderful show that precedes us every time. We love those dear folks. It's great. It's fantastic. And who's on the air with me? Is it Betty or Megan?
This is Betty.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Woo! I'm fine, my dear. How are you?
Oh, just great. I just was rushing in the door, and I hate that when I have to rush, but there was some kind of a festival downtown in Dunedin that I didn't know about, and of course, that's the way I went today, so... So it was back-to-back traffic, and I was sweating it, so I got to get in here, you know, to take over the board and do our show. And so it was a little scary there for a minute, but I'm here.
Great stuff.
Yes. And
always on, you know what, just like you, he's always on time.
Amen. Speaking of you, how are you guys? And Megan coming on later?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
We're doing fine. We're able to sail a boat around the world up here with the wind. We're between 18 to 30 mile an hour winds.
Oh my.
For some odd reason.
Wow.
So, initiated that the winds of change are in order today.
Oh wow. Oh, all right. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So Betty and her daughter Megan, part of our radio team, regular members of this radio show. And Megan will be on in a little while. And you know, Betty, it's just a good day. God is doing so much. It's beautiful here. And I know your weather up there is not as great, but it's not that bad, is it, from what I've heard? And so you're doing okay, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said we had a conversation on Friday that up here we're having strange weather. I mean, it'll be 18 degrees one day and snow the next, and it's 58 degrees and today it's 56, and so it's just, you know, it's different. But you know what? God is, he's ever-changing. He's keeping us alert. He's keeping
yes.
us on track.
Right.
And we're just glad that today the sun came out.
Right.
You know, the wind's blowing. You know, the sun is always shining in your life when you let him. And it's just amazing, the things that we take for granted.
Right.
The weather, for example, you know, we're always complaining it's cold, and then it's hot. We complain it's too hot. So sometimes we're just never happy, but today it's a beautiful day outside. My animals are enjoying this nice weather.
Great.
So can't complain, ma'am.
Very good. And, you know, I don't know about you, Betty, but I love this, doing the show, looking forward to it every week of just being able to share Jesus with our audience scattered around the globe in so many different countries and so many cities. Well, actually, with the global network, you know, that's everywhere. That's around the world. So, and that's tantalknetwork.com. But, you know, in the Tampa Bay area, it's huge. This, and now that we are two FM stations and three AM stations right now, this show's being heard on five stations locally as we speak. And then on the weekends on Starcom Radio Network, StarTalkRadio.com at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday. The coverage on StarCom has just gone way up. We are now in 55 cities across the United States instead of 36 plus 8 countries. Amazing, and what a blessing it is, right?
Mm. Oh, it's that, you know what, that is a major praise God, because sometimes people can't get to certain areas of this world, and if we can reach them through the airways,
amen.
So be it.
And that's what this is all about. Why are we doing this show week after week, Betty? You've been part of the radio team for a number of years now. Why do we do this? Why do we take our time every Sunday afternoon and look forward to it? Why do we do that?
Because we love Jesus. And we want to try and reach as many people as we can for the Lord.
Yes, yes.
We're the harvest hands, and we're the fishers of men. We are the ones that he's so depending on, is to bring as many people as we can into the kingdom of God.
Amen. And so that's why we're here. That's our mission. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity today. We're excited that we get to talk about you for the next couple hours. We are so blessed that the outreach is expanding on these radio stations. And we just give you the glory and the praise, Lord, for all this global outreach for this show, Living the Good Life. We thank you, Lord. You're the one that's making that happen. And we're just your faithful servants here doing it week after week. And so, God, you get the glory and the praise. We ask that you bless every single listener now or in the future when they listen to this show. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your strong anointing. Let them feel that you are working in their behalf. And let them know that you love them beyond any shadow of a doubt. We thank you, God, for your great love and your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And he does love us so much. Oh, there's nothing like his love, is it, Betty?
Mm. No, his love endures forever.
Amen.
And you know what? I think that what we're going to talk about today is going to show our listeners now and in the future just exactly how much God loves us.
Yes.
And how sometimes that we're not as sharp as we wish that we were. But I think that this show will give encouragement and help people to understand that, you know, you can't be on top all the time, that there's a time for rest and there's a time for joy. And it's amazing to me, reading, you know, what we're going to talk about today, a light bulb, again, came on just like it did a couple of weeks ago. It's just the more you read, the more you learn, and it's just amazing what you can do.
Oh, so true. How great is our God? Here we go. Let's praise God, and we're going to look forward to a great discussion today.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age,
Praise God, praise God. Love that song. How great is our God? He's answering prayer all over the place, isn't he, Betty? We've had tremendous answers to prayer, Beacon Hope, on our prayer line, haven't we? Talk to me.
Oh, yes. Yes. He is ever present. He is answering prayers. It's just, you know, there's a lot of things going on in people's lives. And I encourage people to send in their prayer requests, because God is doing miracles upon miracles through the prayers of God's people, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just amazing. It just really is that it's just, we send them out and it's like no sooner are they sent out than we hear these wonderful praise reports from people that call in, like Teresa's pastor's great-granddaughter, Danica, that was very, very ill in the hospital, allergic reaction to medication, and she went home over the weekend, Betty. She's great. I mean, that's just another example, all these answers to prayer, and all people have to do is just send their requests in. And we're not anybody special. We just believe in the power of prayer, you know? I guess we're all special in God's eyes, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're created in his image.
Right.
I think one of the things that God is doing is he's answering people's prayers. And there are people all over this country who are praying diligently for the needs of God's people.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's when we're two or three are gathered in his name, Pastor.
Right.
He's right there. He's in the midst. He's with us. He's always with us. And I know there are some that we are still continuing to pray for breakthrough on.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And God will honor his promises to
us. Oh, he does. He does. His timing is not our timing, though, and that's kind of interesting. And one of those things in life that you have to learn to go with the flow, because God is working so many other situations out at the same time he's working your situation out. And sometimes the timing is not the timing we would prefer. Does all that make sense? And Megan, you are on the line, are you not?
Hi.
Hi, dear one. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. And that's your mama, Betty, here on the show.
Hi, Megan. I know. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy. That's cute.
Mommy.
Okay. Hi, Mommy.
She must
want something. Yep, she must. Well, I first met Betty and Megan when they came to my church. I pastored in Indiana, and I'm sure we have some Indiana folks listening today because they're really good about that. And Betty, Megan, and Betty's husband, Joe. And Megan, you were about nine, I think, when you first came to Cornerstone.
I was just a little one.
You were just a little one. And now you have two little ones and one in heaven, right? You have three little ones.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. And they're a blessing, aren't they? And
they are.
We're just talking about how great our God is and how powerful and how he's answering prayers of so many and how sometimes his timing is not our timing on those answers. Megan, do you want to comment on that?
Oh, I sure can. You know, you pray so hard and you pray so diligently, but the thing of it is keep praying, because
yes,
God's answer will come in his timing.
Yes.
So don't lose hope. Don't give up. Keep digging, keep pushing and praying harder and harder. And I've learned in the past 6 months or so, it's so cool, Pastor Marshall, you taught us this, is what is the Lord trying to teach me through this?
Yes.
And I've been praying that. And
yes,
it really makes a different impact on how you look at the situation you're in. So keep praying, don't give up, because God's answer does come.
Absolutely. And yeah, sometimes it is not the way we want the answer to look or in the timing we think it should be. But that doesn't matter. It's not about us. It's about what God's getting done here and how he sees the whole thing unfolding, if you will. You know?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to 2 Kings. We have been in 2 Kings for the last, well, since the first of the year. Which is interesting, because at the end of December, I was waiting on the Lord as to what our next series was going to be. And I kept hearing Going the Distance, which is what this is entitled. But I had no clue when this first began that we would go week after week in the book of 2 Kings. And we have done that. And you know, I've already know what's going to come next week. God's already given me that. And we're still in 2 Kings, guys.
Thank God.
Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but it's renewed my faith one more time at a deeper level to see how God does some amazing things with ordinary people and ordinary circumstances. Betty, you want to comment on that? 2 Kings 6, if you have your Bible.
Well, I think that God uses willing vessels. And I believe that
Amen.
when you get to the point where you say, okay, God, take me out of it.
Right.
And use me. Let me be who you want me to be. Let me give myself willingly
yes.
to the kingdom of God
right.
so that your will be done and
right.
not mine.
Right.
And it's sometimes, you know what? It's not an easy task.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's not easy. It's not easy. God, when I gave my life to the Lord many years ago, it hasn't been easy. But you know what? Even if things happen, I still don't lose trust in the whole
right.
in the
yes.
my Heavenly Father, because I know that great is my reward.
Right.
And it just can be mind-boggling sometimes, the things that we go through, the things that happen in our lives, and we may be out of the clear blue sky, something happens and you think, what?
Right.
What is going on?
Right.
But God has a plan. God's plan is to see us prosper.
Yes.
To see us.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It is.
To be exalted. I mean, we want him exalted. We want him
Amen.
To receive the glory.
Yes.
And even in those type of circumstances, we've got to stand. We've got to stand firm. No matter what.
We do. And it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get off the path. It's easy to do our own thing and to make our own plans. And you just brought that up. So let's go to 2 Kings 6 and look at some people who made some plans. And it starts here with 2 Kings 6, 1. One day the Guild of Prophets came to Elisha. He was the prophet that we've been talking about for weeks now. And he had a group of prophets in training. These were kind of like a school of ministry type thing. This is what was going on. And these prophets came to Elisha and they said, you can see that this place where we're living under your leadership is getting cramped. We have no elbow room. I'm in the Message Bible. Give us permission to go down to the Jordan where each of us will get a log and we'll build a roomier place. Now, this is very interesting because this plan came from, I guess, personal need, where they felt like, these prophets felt like wherever they were living, and it was probably, we don't know if it was a room or tents or what it was, but it was kind of cramped for them. And so they decided they were going to take matters into their own hands, like, of course, some of us do that, right? And they said, okay, we're going to go down here and we're going to build a big place down by the Jordan. We're going to talk about the Jordan again in a little while. And they just said, we're going to build a roomier place. And Elisha said, well, go ahead. Now, that really speaks to free will, because we all know that God gives us free will. He does not make us do anything. Talk to me about that, Megan. And why God has it set up that way. Why he doesn't force us into certain things.
Because if we were forced, we wouldn't do it. We would be more rebellious.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. I feel like we would be more rebellious, and then the devil would have even more of a game plan to try to get us off track.
Right.
And, you know, giving us free will, it still allows us to be human.
Right.
We still can make decisions, but, you know, we have to learn that the Lord is the ultimate decision maker, and
right.
that, you know, we have to learn to rely on him, and that's what I think his whole plan was and is that the more that we go through, the more that we learn about the Lord, and we learn more about his ways, and we can dump the humanistic things that we do. I was trying to make it sound nicer. It's going to come out of my mouth. It makes us more level-headed when we are partnered with God, when we let God take the wheel.
Right.
And, you know, and we sit and we make decisions on our own, there's a lot of room for mistakes, and that's really where we get hurt.
Absolutely. But we do have that free will, and we do make mistakes. But you said this earlier, it's important that we actually do learn from our mistakes, right? And
absolutely.
That we don't just, if we make a mistake and it turns out terrible, not that we quit, we continue on listening to the voice of God and trying our best to do what he wants us to do. Betty, do you want to comment on that and these prophets who went down to the Jordan to build a roomier place?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
One of the things that, when I read that, those first two or three verses.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, Betty, it's almost like you want to do something in your life.
Right.
And you just charge full steam ahead. And it's like, and someone says, yeah, go ahead, try it. And then you look at your plans and you think, wait a minute. If it was a house plan, everything has to be in order.
Right.
Everything has,
yeah, to
everything
build a house.
Has to be,
yeah.
It has to be squared. It has to be on solid ground. I mean, there are so many things that you have to think about that you may not have thought about, but God's saying, okay, now, you've brought yourself this far. Now, let's go back and let's try it my way.
Right.
And let's get these corners squared up. Let's try it my way.
Right.
So he does. It's just like he gives you an option from either door one, door number two, or door number three.
Yeah.
And he says, now which one do you want to go through? Well, most of the time, you know, we become arrogant and we think we can do it all, but we have to seek God's guidance in so many things now, because it can turn around a kind of, you know, nip us in the back of our head and say, something's wrong here. Where did I go wrong? And you see God saying, you know, or like GPS, you know, make a legal U-turn,
right,
and come back to me.
There you go.
Let me show you maybe a better way to do it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I, you know, this past Wednesday night in Bible study, when I was teaching this passage to our people, afterwards we started our Facebook Live thing that we're doing every Wednesday night at 7:30. I shared what happened to me at an altar at age 16, and y'all can just go to hashtag always with you, and you'll find that 13 or 14 minute video from this past Wednesday night, hashtag always with you. You know, so often we have the plan and we think that's what we're going to do. And we say, God, here's the plan, just like these prophets. And please bless my plan, Lord. Please make it turn out okay, because this is what I want to do. Megan, talk to me about that.
That makes me chuckle, because guess what may happen when you are going through with your plan is,
right,
your plan may be completely disrupted. Your plan may be completely off track.
Mine was.
And, yeah, same here. And, you know, that's where it's okay, because it goes back to that same thing again is, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Well, number one is always consult with the Lord first.
Right, there you go.
You should always consult with the Lord first before you complete your plan, because my mom has always told me growing up that Satan leads and Satan rushes and God leads.
Exactly right.
And it's so true. It is so, so true.
Well, and can't you just see it? These guys getting their heads together and going, man, this place just isn't big enough. We need more room. We need room for a ping pong table. We need room for, you know, whatever it is they needed room for, you know? And so they just go to Elisha and they say, here's what we're going to do. Why don't you come with us? Or they just say, this is what we're going to do. And he says, go ahead. And one of them says, oh, wait a minute, please come along with us. And he says, certainly. And the point here is that, yes, when we go making our plans, God doesn't leave us just because it's been our plan and not his plan. He does not say, oh, well, because you cooked this up in your little pea brain, I'm not going with you on this little event. Does he say that, Betty?
Nope.
He always says, no, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you.
Nope. That's right.
You know, and go ahead. Go ahead with that.
I was listening to your Facebook on Wednesday night. And one of the things that I never knew about you, that you wanted to actually be a doctor.
Oh, you didn't know that? Okay.
No, I did not. I mean, after all,
from the time I was 7 years old.
Yeah, and, you know, you wanted that so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going, okay, that's fine. But then when it came to the deciding factor, I'm sure you fought tooth and toenail.
Yeah, I did.
We all have it. We've all had it at some point in time. But God said, Marcia, let me show you my plan. Let me give you the guidance. Let me try it. You know, it's that, like that commercial, try it, you'll like it.
Right.
It's that important to him that his children follow a plan that keeps them alive,
right,
keeps them going, gives them joy, gives them enthusiasm. But there are times when we are maybe down in the valley that he says, okay, now let's get our compasses, let's get our watches, I forget what it is they do. You get
synchronized
your watches.
Synchronize
your watches.
Right.
And I'm sure that you said, okay, God, I'm going to try this. And you tried it and you liked it and you haven't turned back since.
No. And you know what's interesting? And again, go to our Facebook post from the other night, hashtag always with you. And you can hear the story. But I was not happy when I walked out of that interview at Indiana University Medical School, as you can imagine, when he said, oh, you want four or five kids? Fine. You're no use to us. We're not going to let you into medical school. And everything else, my grades, my, you know, medical score tests and all that stuff were in line. The problem was that they thought I would be no use to the medical profession because I wanted children. And at that time, that was not something that they would consider discrimination, which now it is. However, I didn't stop there. I didn't tell you about this, but I had my uncle was on the board of directors. He was close. He was a physician, and he knew a lot of people. And I tried to get him. I actually tried to get him to pull some strings, and he couldn't get it done to reverse that decision. And, you know, the reason that is because God had a different plan for me. And my point was, I was saying, God, here's my plan. Now bless my plan. And that's what these prophets did. But you know what? Even during this time, God never lets go of us. Listen to this song, and we're going to talk more to Betty and Megan in just a minute. You never let go. I love this song. He never lets go of you, even if you're not doing his plan.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I won't fear no shall I fear? Who then shall I fear?
troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me, and if my God is with
God, isn't that good to know? Lord, you never let go. Talk to us, Betty. Talk to us.
Oh, it's one of those things I learned many years ago, is that God, you left, someone told me, says you left God, he didn't leave you.
Right.
And he never lets go. He keeps trudging with us. He
mm-hmm.
keeps...
Yes.
He keeps us on the straight path. Even though we want to get off on the detour, he keeps us on that straight path.
Amen.
And he, no matter what we're going through, that just like that song said, through the fire, through the storm.
Right.
And, you know, even if, you know, we give up, he never gives up on us.
Absolutely.
And that's why he wants to keep sometimes in our lives is, we go through a tug of war,
right.
And it's doing his will, doing what I want to do, doing his will, doing what I want. And most of the time, when you finally come to reality, or you come to your senses, so to speak, is you realize, man, that was really dumb.
Right.
why would I choose this road
mm-hmm.
when I can go this road? And
right.
the road that he has us on sometimes is, you know, there's not a hiccup in it. There's not, there may be some road bumps. There may be some potholes, but he directs us out around those potholes. Just think, and I think it in my life in terms, if I didn't have him,
right.
What would I do? I mean, I would have,
oh, yeah.
I would have hit some caverns. I would have hit some, sinkholes. I mean, I would have been in a lot dire straits. And I say that with love, because God has pulled me out of some dire straits in my life that I couldn't have done it without him.
Well,
and it's just like in Second Kings,
right.
is that, you know, those people were, You know, they were wanting something better. They were wanting something bigger,
right,
and better.
Right.
And it, you know, Elisha goes, okay, let's, you know, it's just like God tells us today, okay, go try it.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
That's right. And so like God that Elisha says, certainly I'll go with you. Because Elisha's a type of God here that says, okay, you want me to bless your plan? All right, let's go ahead with your plan. God never stopped me from going to, you know, to Ball State University, graduating with a degree in biology and chemistry, pre-med. God never stopped that. You know, he allowed me to just start taking the motions to go, steps to go to where I thought I was headed. And that's what happened here in 2 Kings 6. These guys went on down and they started cutting down trees to build this new facility. Talk to us, Megan, about this.
You know, and that's the thing, is God's not going to stop you.
Right.
Because that's where the free will comes in.
Right.
And, you know, he allowed them to go forward with their plan. And the biggest thing that resonates with me is that Elisha was there through it all.
Right.
Is that, and that's how God is. It was,
yes,
like the figure,
yes,
of the human figure of the Lord,
right,
being with those people as they completed this task of building, you know, their dream.
Right.
And it's so, that's so just like God. It's not just like God.
Right. So he goes with them, and they come down to the Jordan, verse 4 and 5. Now, the Jordan River is symbolic of death to resurrection, because if you will all remember, the Jordan River is where John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And baptism, Jesus submitted himself to water baptism as an outward sign of and wanting people to see the need to do this, as an outward sign of an inward change. Jesus submitted himself to that water baptism. He went down in the waters of baptism. As he came up, this dove out of heaven came, and a voice out of heaven came and spoke and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased," right? And so as a result of Jesus submitting to that whole process in the Jordan River, it's symbolic of us dying to ourselves and being raised up to new life in Jesus. So it's interesting that they didn't go to any other river. They went to the Jordan, which is symbolic all the way through. Jericho. Remember the Battle of Jericho? They had to cross the Jordan first to get to Jericho. We have to go down into the death of ourself and our own ambitions and our own stuff and rise to new life and do his plan. So they come to the Jordan and they start chopping down trees. And trees in the Word of God are symbolic of our humanity. Wood in the tabernacle of Moses is symbolic of our humanity, our own desires, our own stuff that we need to deal with. And so they started chopping down the trees. Well, that is symbolic of us working with the Holy Spirit to get rid of some of that junk in our lives that is not pleasing to God. Some of the jealousy, the envy, the hatred, the rage, the anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, things like this. They were chopping down trees, and that is symbolic of that. And so one of them was doing this big tree, his axe head flew off and sank in the river. Now, it's amazing to me that this just points to the fact that if Elisha, the prophet, had not gone with them, which is God going with us all the time, if Elisha had not gone with them, this project might have just stopped, or this man might have become very, very upset. As it was, he was pretty upset as it was, because the axe head comes off of the handle and flies into the river. Now, before we talk more about that, Betty talked to me about the fact that so often when we start this endeavor, whatever it is that we're doing, we come along, things may be going okay for a while, and then we hit a bump. And then we become so often we become so disillusioned why did this happen? How could this have happened? Talk to me about that, and then I'll go to Megan for her reaction to that. This is so human.
Yes, and that's the part where God says, I'm with you. Don't give up.
Amen.
And he tries so hard, and I know that the axe was borrowed.
It was borrowed. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, no. I mean, you could basically think, oh, what have I done? Oh, I mean, you could have went off and he could have went off into a frenzy. What am I going to do? This was borrowed. How am I going to get it back? I mean, he could have had anxiety attacks. He could have given up and ran away.
Oh, he was upset. He was upset here.
I mean, he was. But in our daily life, that's what happens to us if sometimes, Pastor and Megan, we don't get our way.
Right. Exactly. We throw little temper tantrums, right?
We go off into a frenzy.
Yes.
And
yes.
We sometimes can get very dramatic.
Right.
Because it didn't go our way. God, you know, you're pounding the floor and you're saying, God, where were you in this?
Yes.
Why did this happen? And I can relate it to me, and to me only, is I've been in that situation before.
I think we all have.
And yeah. And I've said, God, wait, why?
Right.
You know what? He talks to me so childlike, because I guess that's the only way I can really understand it. Why not?
Right.
Why not? And I go, well, why did this happen? It's just like with my, a lot of people can't relate to this, but when I lose an animal, I lose a friend.
Right, sure.
And
sure, we relate to that.
There was times out on the tractor, I pounded my fist on the steering wheel of that tractor, and I said, and I mean, I was mad.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was mad, Pastor and Megan. I think I was hurt.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Why did you let this happen to me?
Right.
Why did you have to do this?
Right.
And I still haven't got my answer for that question, but and so silently and so peacefully, the wind blew, and he said, why not, Betty?
Why not?
Why not? And I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
Maybe I chose my animals over him because I put them first over him. Not going to church on Sunday, I had to take care of my animals. I had to take care of my diabetic. And I know this sounds so silly to some people, but
I think a lot of people can relate.
That's what he said to me, is why not?
And the reason he said that is because he is saying there was a reason for this happening in your life. Why not this? Because this was what he was wanting to do for a reason, you know?
Right. And even though it may hurt, there's a reason. There's
right.
a reason why he has something better. So, you know, how I look at it is that through all of this, I know where I lost my joy, and I've lost my joy. I've lost my enthusiasm a lot, but I lost it when Bailey died.
Yeah, you're Bailey. You're so close to you.
Yes. It was his way
right.
of saying, Betty, I'm your Heavenly Father.
Right.
Turn to me.
Yeah.
Don't turn to other means of comfort. Turn to me, and I will get you through.
Yes.
And it taught me, I mean, this chapter in this particular, in 2 Kings, has really taught me a lesson of why I could have went the opposite way, but I chose to stay with God.
Amen.
Even if the healing doesn't come, that I will stand by him and I will trust him.
You know, that's excellent, because so often, like in this story, we say, God bless my plan, or God, please heal this animal or this person or whatever in my life. And we don't know the big picture of what God's doing and why that had to happen. But when we learn to trust that God knows best, that old sitcom back in the 50s, Father Knows Best, You know, when we learn to trust that and realize that if we don't understand the whys right now, we might someday in heaven, or we may not know it now, why, but it's called trust, trusting in God. And we're going to finish the story in a minute, but Megan, comment on the things your mother's saying there, because excellent, excellent. And being so gut-level honest, Betty, I really appreciate it, because our audience relates to things like this, because they have felt these same things.
Well, you know, Mom, in regards to losing Bailey, is that, like with a lot of people, I know they can relate to losing an animal or a person that they're close to, a family member, whatever, whoever that, what form that may be, is that we get to that point and we say, we put our fist at the sky and we say, why?
Right.
Why did this happen?
We do. Yeah, we do.
And sometimes I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get a direct answer.
Right.
I didn't.
Right.
And losing my son, yes, I've asked why and I still do.
Right.
But as time has gone on, I'm seeing why it happened and what is coming forth from coming through that trial, that testimony.
Right.
And, you know, Mom, this is the Holy Spirit. And Mom answered, God answered Mom just now on the radio, is that she gives so much to other things.
Right.
She gives so much to animals, to other humans. And it's time for her to nurture her relationship with the Lord,
right?
So that she can heal, so
right.
that all those hurts that she's carried can be healed, and that can be for anybody that's listening. Is that if you don't get your answer, don't stop trying.
Don't give
up on the Lord. Don't
yes.
turn your back on Him and walk away.
Right.
Stay in it. Stay in the fight, because
right.
the fight is a good fight. It's worth it.
Amen. Amen. And instead of giving up, just seek God for what's going on in your situation. That Jesus said right before he went to heaven, he said to the disciples, you know, I'm not going to leave you orphaned. You know, I am not going to abandon you. Yes, I'm going to heaven, but I am sending the Holy Spirit. He will be your friend. He is the Spirit of truth. He will talk to you. He will guide you. He will heal you. And you see, in so many of our lives, we can relate to possibly Jesus because we've heard the stories of Jesus in the Bible and Sunday school and all that. A lot of times we're not real familiar with God the Father and all that means. But I think especially a lot of people are wary of or scared of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Jesus said, don't be afraid of the power of the Holy Spirit. That's God coming and living with you and in you. And you see what is going on here in this little story shows how God intervened in this very human situation. We're going to play a song here next, and I love this song, Holy Spirit, Fill This Room, and it so relates to Holy Spirit, Fill My Heart. It could have those words too, but Shekinah Glory, and Shekinah Glory is just that presence of God that just fills you up to overflowing. And causes you to realize that God is involved in your situation. Listen to this, and then we'll talk more in just a moment.
Hallelujah.
Allow this to minister to you.
Just begin to worship and magnify Him. Holy Spirit, fill this room.
And our hearts.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Kind of glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit. Kind of glory.
God. Oh, we need your presence, mighty God. Without you, we're nothing. We all have things and questions that we don't understand. And without you, Lord, we don't know how to figure them out. But you do. You do. Talk to me, Betty. Are you there, Betty?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had to... just kind of get some control of thy emotions.
Were you crying? That's good.
No, I don't. You know I don't cry. I blubber.
Oh, okay. But that's a good thing because Holy Spirit is right here in this show right now to help people.
Right. And that's what we want to convey to our listening audience is that Holy Spirit, whoever's listening to this now or who's will be listening in the future. We just pray that Shekinah glory,
yes,
will fill your room, fill your house, wherever you are, fill your car, your workplace, wherever you need Him, He is there.
Amen.
And it's one of the things that the Holy Spirit can do is we call Him our Comforter.
Yes.
And I know there are people out there today that need comforted.
Yes.
That they need a good dose. And infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They've been carrying things around a long time.
Yes.
And it's time.
Yes.
As Megan had said a couple of weeks ago when we were traveling, she said, Mom, it's time. It's time to let go of the things of the past.
Yes.
It's time to let go of the things that are creating bondages and chains in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is time. It's time to let the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Do what the Lord has sent Him to do.
Yes, yes.
And that is to comfort us and give us peace, the peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
And my God is bigger than any of your needs or
right.
any of the things that we require, because He will give us the desires of our heart. And I believe that with all my heart, that the Holy Spirit wants to work through this show today
yes.
in people. I Megan and I talked about this before we knew you were traveling. We talked about this just through texting, is that the Holy Spirit's going to do a mighty work in some people today.
Yes.
And we just believe that person is going to be you, the listener, or even one of us today
right.
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Because, you know, we all need that refreshing. We need that time where we say, Holy Spirit, come fill this room or my heart. Holy Spirit, come do a new work in me. Revitalize me. You know, give me new spiritual energy and desire for you. And when things don't go the way we think they should, like this man who is cutting a tree and his axe head falls off of the axe and sinks into the water, the Jordan River. You know, that was really a bad thing to happen, and it was even made worse because it wasn't his axe, it was somebody else's. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So stay tuned. We are coming up on the top of the hour, which we have to do station ID. But for those of you that are new to Living the Good Life, we have a website, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Go there and you'll find 300 or 400, 500 shows. We've done over 500 shows, so there's probably 400 and some on our website for you to be able to listen to an amazing